Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to give you a quick heads up, friends. I was just talking to someone this last weekend, contending for the faith, if I might say, and making note of the fact that we're going to be in Michigan this up and coming week for the 45th time in 3 years. The 45th time. Been on the Capitol stairs several times. Been a part of Second Amendment rallies. We have literally been used by the Lord to blanket this state. And the reason I say that my conversation went in such a contentious fashion was because people are sick and tired of the establishment. And that is exactly why we're being called in again and again and again. Because they're tired of what people put up with and prop up. And they get caught up into the same cycle over and over. Over and over again. Now, that to be said, friends, and in sharing that information with you, I'm going to be in Michigan next week, and if you go to the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to be doing a doubleheader with Matt Chawella out there. We will be preaching simultaneously and consecutively from the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. We will be preaching every single night, literally going back and forth across that state this up and coming week. So please do join us. I don't know if we're going to be back a 46th time, but I do know, friends, that the people in the state of Michigan are fantastic. They're family, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But we got to tear down the idols that they create concerning their politicians. It's not all of them, but it's a good portion of them. And they're under the judgments of the Most High God for idolatry. And you can rest assured that's exactly what's happening there in Michigan. And it's not just Michigan. It's across the United States of America. And I'm talking to those that keep getting caught up to the same politicians that the mainstream media keeps serving up to them. People are tired of your games. They know those that are being served up to you are players. They're a part of the machine. That's why they're given unto us as options. And for the most part, we're not hearing about the real contenders, those that are running for office. We only get to hear about the ones that the mainstream media serve up. And again, we're sick and tired of all of that. Okay, so we will be in Michigan this up and coming week. And then we'll be on the East Coast following that the following month, and we will be setting up for television there as well. As a matter of fact, we got some folks in from Ohio right now where we're already starting to ramp up the next effort to do television here on a nationwide basis. So with that said, friends, I want to get to it right away. Just seen this, and I want you to see it. Someone just posted this. I see them all the time, and it bothers me greatly. And yes, we are contending for the faith, Jude 3 and 4. Well, you know what? I'm going to go over there, and I want to tell you why we're contending for the faith. Because when you look at Scripture, It's interesting to note as to why people contend for the faith. It's interesting, the people that you contend with say that they're Christians, but they don't know the word, which makes them not Christians, non-Christians, right? But when you go over to Jude 3, it says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, carnal lust, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." So that's why we contend. We're bought with a price. We're not our own. We're blood bought. We're commanded by God in 2 Corinthians 5:15 to live unto Him who died for us. And that's what we're going to do. But look at this. In the face of that, what do I get to see? Someone posted this morning, "God says," right? God says, read Deuteronomy 13 and 17 and 18, folks. It's not good to say God says when God didn't say. You're going to reap a curse is what you're going to reap. But he said, God says, don't even think about giving up. No. Listen carefully. He said, you're going to make it. No matter what it looks like right now, I know you're worried about your finances, your health, and your family. Remember, this guy wrote, I always work in your favor. I will bless you today with peace, healing in victory if you don't quit. I'm going to bring something beautiful out of this ugly situation. Get ready for your blessings. And of course, I had to go right there and contend for the faith, because there's very far and few between that are willing to do so. They're not defending the gospel. They just let it slide because they don't know the gospel. And I said, I'm humored by your biblical ignorance. Americans are under a judgment for rebellion, and you post on your site, get ready for your blessings. Really? Let's go over to Scripture and see what it has to say really quick. It says in 26 of Leviticus, verse 13, I am the Lord your God which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke, saith the Lord, and made you to go upright. I have liberated you, 2 Corinthians 3:17, right? I have blessed you, Psalm 33, verse 12. And he says, but if you will not listen carefully unto me, the Lord saying this, and will not do all of those things that I command, commanded you, read Acts 1:7, they're commandments, friends, not suggestions. He said, but if you don't listen to what I command you to do, this is what he said. And if you shall despise my statutes, hold criminals accountable according to my word, or if your soul abhor my judgments, you will not bring to justice upon the heads of the wicked in such a fashion that I have declared through my statutes, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant. What did the Lord say in verse 16? I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning aug, and then it goes down, highlighting the judgments of God upon a disobedient people. And when you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, it tells us something very similar, line upon line. It's the same author, of course. And it says, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, he has, right? And to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you. He said, I will also rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from the land whither thou goest to possess it. And see, that's what's happening today. The American people are being dispossessed by corrupt politicians that they put in the place of Christ, hoping that they'll do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Well, guess what? That counters Scripture. Faith without works is dead, James 2:14 through 26. So the American people at large are reaping the curse because they're putting their trust in the arm of the flesh, asking the people, namely their corrupt politicians that are selling them out, who have sold out heaven, to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. That's a disobedient nation, and that nation will fall to the judgments of God. And the Lord said, you will be dispossessed. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today, friends. Is there hope? There's always hope. But we're going to be talking about governors in 18 states. We highlighted this about a year and a half ago. Opening the doors to the illegals. Did you know that that's equivalent to the number of babies that have been murdered Did you know that? We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to the top of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that live feed. You can also find that on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com on the top left side as well. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now, let me get to this really quick. So the fruit of a nation that rebels, okay, because I just highlighted another biblically illiterate in his post talking about getting ready for the blessings. The blessings fall to those that are in Christ, not outside of Christ. Okay? But I was just highlighting that. And the fruit of a disobedient nation is when its government turns upon itself, because that government is a reflection of who they are before God. That's why you're under the judgment. The Lord is allowing corrupt politicians to do to you what you've done to him. Read the book of Jeremiah. Read the prophets, my gosh, friends. This is simple to see as to what's going on, and it segues perfectly into the topic where governors in 18 states are opening the doors to the illegals. I'll get to that in just a little bit here. But I want to show you something. I've seen this, and this is fantastic. She's exactly right. Lori here said, when all the guns have been banned because the people let it, when all the words have been censored because the people let it, when all the history has been erased and revised, might I add, because the people let it, when all the freedoms have been forfeited, not taken, might I add, because the people let it, only then will you discover that you should have spoken up and done something about it when you had time to do so. That's exactly right. And that is exactly the message that we have been kicking off in this ministry since day one. First, by leading the way, and great leaders are those that follow the Christ. Not saying that I'm a great leader, but I'm telling you what, folks, we are about the work of the Lord's hands in one way or another every single day of our lives. And it's time that we all begin to do that. And we got to get right before the Lord, Acts 2:38, because if we fail to do that, this is what is going to happen. And we get to hear it all day long. The bad news. Look what's going on. And I'm going to show you, too, as well, friends, here concerning corrupt politicians. You remember this guy, right? Pritzker, the corrupt governor from Illinois that thought he was doing a great job, you know, with a smile on his face, trying to deceive the people. Well, all the mainstream media had their cameras right up to his face. Showtime! 3, 2, 1, take. Right? This is it. These are all bad actors, right? That's exactly what they are. They're selling you out. They're working against you, trying to tear away your Second Amendment. I highlighted the fact that Mr. Pritzker here, the said governor from Illinois, thought he was doing everybody a great favor in serving the people of the great state of Illinois by saying, "You, we're going to ban these weapons." And then we found out that not 70, not 80, not 90 of the 101 counties, namely those good sheriffs there, stood up and told this tyrant, "We're not going to enforce your unconstitutional ban because it violates the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights." Well, you know what? We just found out, folks, and this is exactly what the problem is in this country. The American people have allotted their employees to act outside of their scope of authority, outside of their delegated authority, in such a fashion where they have now taken the role of being the employer rather than the employee. You know what this guy was just found out doing, folks? And you have constitutional provision to deal with this criminal, Article 2, Section 4, by impeaching him. Also, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, by prosecuting him. That's why we have the Constitution. That is the provision given unto us by our forefathers. And they told us if they do this, then this is what you do to them. But if the people want to rebel in a holding the law and being the law, this is what you get. Mr. Pritzker was just found out defendant in gun challenge, gave $2 million to two Supreme Court justices. I got a question for you, Americans. Where did Mr. Pritzker get that $2 million from? I'll tell you where he got it from. He stole it from the coffers of those that are out working 8 hours a day, 5 and 6 and 7 days a week. He stole their money to go ahead and get the victory by paying off under the table two Supreme Court injustices that took the money. And that shows you that they are just as corrupt as Mr. Pritzker here. Folks, what a message to send to the young people. Justice goes, the victory goes to the highest bidder. And the one that can pay the most to a corrupt judge. I mean, it blows my mind, and I was thinking about it again today. Do not all of these corrupt judges and all these corrupt politicians, do they not realize, and yes, let me reiterate it, it is not tedious for me. Do they not realize that when they lie and they steal and in some cases kill for another party, for their master, for those that they work for, John 10:10, do they not realize that they live in the same country that we do, and when they're not needed anymore, that those people that they did their biddings for sooner or later are going to turn on them? Do they not live in the same countries that we do, Americans? This shows you how short-sighted these criminals are. And this shows you that they're willing to sell you out and your posterity out for a little money just so they can look like the good guy as the mainstream media pushes the button and turns on the cameras for them once again. How about the American people send the message that corrupt politicians are no longer going to be corrupt in this country? And it first starts in the church, because if it fails to happen in the church, it's not going to happen in government. The church, again, is called to be the moral compass of society, and when that goes, everything else goes. Is anybody tired of this? Anybody tired of the corruption? Hey, folks, for those that did not know, Pritzker here is following in close pursuit concerning the four other governors from the state of Illinois that have ended up in prison. So they're as corrupt as high heaven, folks. They stink to high heaven. They truly do. And I know that I know people are tired of it. Let me get over to this point, folks. Did you see this? I hope you did. Austin musician Ben Queeler's 16-year-old son, dead. He's dead. And Daddy calls him a true legend. I wonder if Daddy was there to tell him not to take the shot. You never know, right? Maybe he just took it because he thought it was a good idea to go ahead and take it. Well, it cost him his life, and I wish people would think about things before they did them and listen to guys like me that are holding to the Word of God that is infallible. Cartoonist Dina Norlin has died of cancer. That is a direct effect concerning these experimental jabs, friends. We all know this. Here's another one for you. Professor Michael J. Buono dies of Legionnaire's disease, SDSU confirms. Wow! Just think about this. He was so smart, right? It reminds me of Jordan Peterson. People flock to this hypocrite, and he's a hypocrite, and I'm not trying to knock him down or try to put his light out, but I don't understand what people don't understand about him and the likes of a Ben Shapiro, who go out and they take the shot, they go around and try to exhibit that they're so smart to everybody, and before you know it, they're the first ones to go take the shot. You know, what's the good of having intellectual people around, friends? And again, I like some of the stuff Ben does. I like some of the stuff Jordan does. But it blows me away that they're so smart that they're blind and they're deaf. They're so smart they don't even know the truth. Then what begs the question is, what good are they if they don't know the truth? And yet, Jordan Peterson claims to be a Christian as he's dropping the F-bomb. He might want to read Colossians 3:8. He might want to read James 1:26 or maybe even Ephesians 4:29. And by the way, if anybody, because we've already had Shapiro on the show, if anybody would like to get Jordan Peterson up on the show and contend for the faith, I would love to do so. I don't have the time to reach out to these people, so if you'd like to do that, set it up and I'd love to get him on the show. Let's see how smart he is concerning the Word. And I guarantee you that's where he's going to falter. Okay? Look at this one. Rico Browning, underwater star of Creature from the Black Lagoon. Yes, he's older, but again, pay attention to the timing, friends. He's dead. My goodness. Another one bites the dust. What about this one? This witch, and when I say Madonna's a witch, she is a witch. This woman is rebellious to the core. She is hell-bent, literally. And she's starting to reap it little by little. But Madonna's older brother, Anthony Cicconi, dead at 66 years old. I mean, how dare anybody at this point, in this little experiment, as Barack Obama called it, concerning the experimental jabs and their viruses, question why these people are dying in such a fashion. The Washington Post reported Gary Rosington, last founding member of Leonard Skinner, he's dead. Wow, look at the timing once again. Here's another one for you, friends. Dave Willis, Tampa Bay radio announcer, dies at 58 years old. I wonder what they died from. We're going to come right back to this. We're going to finish up this point, and then we're going to get to the main topic. 1-866-582-9933.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tax hikes on the wealthy and taxes on corporate stock buybacks are among the items in President Biden's proposed budget for the next federal fiscal year that he's unveiling in Philadelphia. Heavy, thick snow covering the mountains of California will turn into floodwaters in the next couple of days thanks to a warmer atmospheric river that's coming ashore. Three Los Angeles police officers are in serious condition but expected to survive after they were shot last night in a confrontation with a parolee. Other officers shot and killed that man. An apology from Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw led off his testimony before a Senate committee today.
I'm terribly sorry for the impact this derailment has had on the folks of that community.
That being East Palestine, Ohio, where a Norfolk Southern freight train derailed, spilling deadly chemicals into the ground and the air. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me keep going on here, folks. I just want you to stay up to par as to what's going on here. And this is all the news that's being left out of the mainstream media as they're continuously trying to drive the narrative. Oh, you know what? Thank you, Lord. You see here, over 96 Canadian children ages 2 to 19 have died suddenly or unexpectedly in the past 3 months. Just wanted you to see what's going on. This is what the mainstream media is not telling you. They're accomplices to the crime. I've said it before and I'll say it again. What's going to happen is one of these families that are suffering this genocide, that are partakers of the suffrage, they're going to get on a mission and they are going to take it to the bad guys. And they're going to get them. You're only going to be able to continuously push this forward for so long. And I guarantee you it's already happening. You're not being told about it. And if you are, it's only there to try to browbeat you to sit down and shut your mouth and be a good little serf. Well, guess what? Americans are not made out of that stuff. Okay? I wanted to show you this. Somebody sent this to me. It is Blue Cross pays your doctor a $40,000 bonus for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of 2 years old. If your doctor manages to fully vaccinate 200 patients, that bonus jumps up to $80,000. And you know what? As it goes on here, it says they've made money off us. No wonder why they're pushing it. You all do understand where they got the money to push this, right? They made money off you by pushing the narrative because the government allowed the crisis to be created. They were a part of it. And then what they did is their buddies, their corporate buddies in Big Pharma said, once this virus takes place, what we'll do is we'll be there, we'll be the problem solvers, and then whatever money you give unto us from the taxpayers, as you steal the money from the taxpayers' coffers, you go ahead and give us that money. By the way, they were almost going bankrupt, and now they're just making these astronomical profits. That money came from your tax dollars that the government stole and gave to Big Pharma, and then in turn gave them money under the table so they could get a bonus from it as well. That's how they're becoming millionaires in this country. But see, they had to create the crisis first, and then remember, magically, just out of nowhere, it was called Operation Warp Drive, and they had it. Folks, it was already up on the shelf, ready to go. And once they needed it, they had them out. And everybody was saying, wait a second, how did they come up with this resolve so quickly? Never in the history of mankind, folks. Only in America, and only Americans will believe this garbage. You know what's in some of these shots, by the way, that they're trying to sell you? Here's the new one. They're telling you to go get your flu shot, right? And Scripture tells you to not meddle or mix seed, and the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11, Deuteronomy 19:19, and then put that up against John 10:10, and you can understand who's behind all of this, right? But if you look at a flu shot, ingredients are mercury, okay, antifreeze, aluminum dye, formaldehyde, ethanol, E. coli, human embryonic, aborted baby, lung culture, aborted human diploid cell cultures, aluminum, acetone, barium, monkey kidney cells, fetal cow serum, cow muscle tissue, DNA from pig, circoviruses, embryonic guinea pig cells, insect cell bacteria, human ablimin, chicken protein, porkin, pig argine, that's what it is, porkine, pig gelatin, human albumin, canine dog kidney cell protein and DNA. I'm not making this up. Detergent, dextrose, gelatin, chloride, and also Mueller's media, which contains cow extracts. This is what they're putting in these shots. But you already knew that, Americans. When the Lord said, do not mix seed, he means do not mix seed. But we get to wait for the bad guys to set the narrative again. And we see the governor's going right along with it. Newspunch just reported Gates Foundation insider admits COVID vaccines are abortion drugs to depopulate the world. Wait a second. How can that not be true when Bill Gates himself, and again, we played this video on the show at least 15 times since the beginning of the pandemic, where he in fact said he wanted to lower the world population. And if we do a really good job on vaccinations, right, and abortion, we can do that. He wants to drop it by 3.6 billion people on a global basis. Americans, why do you put up with this? Other countries aren't putting up with this. Why are you putting up with this? You see what's happening, right? I also wanted to show you this. Matt Hancock discussed deploying new virus variant to frighten the pants off of everyone as former health secretary demands immunity on care home desks during the pandemic. How many governors and mayors were busted during the beginning of this pandemic and throughout the duration where they were telling you to stay home, stay 6 feet apart, which, by the way, is a satanic ritual, for those that did not know. But how many of those governors were busted hanging out with their friends in restaurants, and then they came out and they said they were sorry? They didn't have masks on. They weren't sitting 6 feet apart. What about the ones that in Denver where the mayor said, you know, stay home, this is serious, this is bad, this is frightening, and then he was filmed going from Denver, Colorado to Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with his family? Or what about the mayor in Texas that actually flew out to the Bahamas to basically celebrate his daughter's birthday, marriage, and during that time he filmed himself telling everybody to stay home, throwing fear on the people about how dangerous this virus is when it has a 99.997 recovery rate? All the American people, you know, they don't believe the media. Even when they're busted, they still, folks, the corrupt politicians selling it to you didn't believe it. And don't you think for one moment one of them got the shot. You have got to be out of your mind. They know exactly. How many videos did we play from Michigan where the interpreter, the signer that was giving interpretation to the deaf, was talking about how we had to keep up false pretenses? Same thing happened in Pennsylvania. And how many people listened to the corrupt and refused to listen to the law when the federal government came out, good judges, federal judges came out and said, listen, what they're doing is a violation of the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, and the list goes on. What they're doing is illegal. Did the people listen to the good judges? Did they listen to the law, or did they listen to the corrupt? Those that took the shot, they were listening to the corrupt. Right? And even when they know it's fake, even when they know it's contrived, I want to frighten the pants off of everyone. Let's go ahead and deploy another new virus variant that we can't prove, like the first one. My goodness. Hey, folks, have the first ever official apology for COVID vaccine mandates. This is out of Canada. Good for them. But why is it taking 2.5 to 3 years for people to stand up? This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
With all my heart, I extend my apologies to those who were affected negatively by this policy.
It's coming right back, just hang on.
Whereas at the meeting held on December 20th, 2022, Council agreed with staff's recommendation to rescind the municipal vaccination policy, number 2022/18. Be it therefore resolved that the vaccination policy, number 2022/18, is hereby rescinded, effective immediately.
Questions or comments? Councilor Tessier?
I would like to just make a comment. So I want to take a moment to acknowledge that this policy caused a lot of unnecessary harm and animosity within our workforce and community. I believe that this policy was mistakenly adopted 12 months ago. The general population knows that today the COVID vaccine doesn't stop the spread of the virus. 12 months ago, the Municipal Council was well aware that the spread did not correlate with vaccination status.
Okay, well, we have someone on a city board here apologizing to the people, and I'm sorry to say she can't read. But the point is we have the first ever apology for COVID vaccine mandates. They never had the constitutional authority to do it in the first place. That's what's terrible about all of it. That's exactly what was terrible about all of it. And yet the people went along with it. This is why, Americans, you're called sheep. Sheep are stupid. They're dumb. Sheep follow the leader. And the problem is they follow the wrong leader. And the Bible is clear that we know the voice, not of a stranger, but we know the voice of the good shepherd. And you need to make distinction, because if you don't know the Word of God, you're going to follow the voice of a stranger, and you're going to end up in a position where you don't want to end up because you didn't listen to the Good Shepherd, John 10. His name is Jesus Christ. And we hold to Him who is, if we were in a scenario, He is still the healer. The Lord has not changed. Man has changed. And again, if you look at Acts 10:38, read it. Put Acts 10:38 up against Malachi 3:6 in that of Hebrews 13:8, where He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm humored by believers that twist the Word and they say that that's not applicable today. Really? You're not a believer. You're an unbeliever. As a matter of fact, we've done business with the Lord long enough to know that he's tried and true, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The problem is you've never repented, you've never received the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, and what you do is you want to go out there and establish your own righteousness by having people disbelieve the Lord while you stand back and wanting them to believe what you have to say. Shame on you. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not a good place to put yourself in any sense of the word, but there's a whole lot of people doing it. GCN, yes, we got a phone call up there, but I know no name or where they're coming from. If you could go ahead and throw that up for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Stacy calling in from Minnesota. What say you, Stacy?
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you, ma'am.
I certainly believe that people were not aware of the level of evil that was at their door. I feel as if medicine at least used to have was something called informed consent, which was completely thrown out through this pandemic, and I put that squarely in the medical providers' court. They did not know what was in this. Many programs have shown they didn't know what was in the injection, and yet they continued to do the bidding of the evil, because it's illegal to do what they did to people. And you're not supposed to give an injection you don't know. I got my nursing degree and I won't use it because I refuse to inject people with an unknown substance.
Good for you.
But we have to find a way to make these people accountable or it will continue. I think they're not afraid at all. And the militias, I think we need to start going and starting small militias and being a voice at the primaries and saying enough is enough. We're not going to put these paid-for globalists in positions of authority any longer.
Yeah, you know what's worse about that? What's even worse, Stacey, is you see the governors and the states doing the biddings of those globalists, and it shows you who they're working for. They're attacking their own people while they're propping up the narrative of their masters. And when I say it's their masters, they truly are their masters. That's who they bowed down to serve. So I'm completely with you every step of the way. And you were referencing Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, where the militias come into play and stop or to repeal invasion or to stop insurrection. Well, what we see on the horizon today is a bunch of politicians that are creating domestic insurrection on purpose, and that's why they're doing it with a whore's forehead, as the Bible says, a brazen forehead. And the people at large, we have, you know, for example, in the state of Minnesota here, Stacey, we have 5.9 million people that are sitting back watching a Marxist criminal, Tim Walz, who's not even from Minnesota, by the way, and his sidekick, Keith Ellison, who's a Muslim, which runs antithetical the Quran does to the Constitution of the United States, as we well can see, who's not from Minnesota, that are making war with Minnesota and the people of the state by handing us over to a bunch of foreigners as to what they just did the other day. And the way to deal with them is to let them know that we are not going to put up with it and we need to take it to them lawfully. And if you look at Section 4, Article 2, Section 4, it says the President, Vice President, and all. That includes judges. If they don't sit during good behavior, you can impeach them, Supreme Court as well, but the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and or conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes, and listen to this one, and misdemeanors, even for the smallest infractions. And then if I go over to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, it tells us once that they are judged in cases and they're found guilty, it says judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office and disqualification to hold and enjoy the office of any honor. But then it goes on, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law, which shows them when the people, we the people in this country, are the law under God, and we hold them to the standard of the law. And if they violate the law, not only do we impeach them, but we prosecute them. Then we send the message to all of our said representatives that you are not above the law. You have been given delegated authority to uphold the law, not to tear down the law. So we have the provision, Stacey, in the Constitution in dealing with such criminals as we see on the horizon in the United States of America.
So is this going to require the sheriffs to be the ones to stand up? Because we're not seeing it done. I was violated by my medical provider at a very big one here in Minnesota when I said I would like a medical exemption. I've already had this supposed form that said you had COVID and recovered. Well, I said I needed a medical exemption. They said our policy is you get this jab. I said that's a violation of my health rights and what's in it. They couldn't even tell me what was in it.
Yep.
So they are not, they're above the law at this point. Even if you confront them, there's nothing that they will do. They just, they won't do what they're supposed to do for your health, and they've done evil to people and gotten paid for it.
Well, that's right. And here's the thing. I mean, look, again, the best example we have is when we look at our forefathers. What did they do? How did they deal with such people as this? These people are being fortified by the mainstream media because the mainstream media is accomplices to the crime of the politicians. And if you dare go against the narrative of the politicians, governors, mayors, so on and so forth, or the representatives that are pushing their narrative of a warring against the Constitution, then you're in favor. But if not, then they'll use the the mainstream media to demonize you and to polarize you. The American people have to get beyond that point and just go ahead and let them do their worst, because they're what they're doing across the United States of America is their cruelties are swelling our ranks. People see them for who they are, and now at this point, yes, you're right about the sheriffs. We're already talking about that. That's for another show. Just talked to our local sheriff this morning about all of this. I was just in Arizona last week with Mark Lamb talking about all of this. And you know what's interesting? In high-fiving what you just said, Stacey, in an affirmative and encouraging to other people, Mark Lamb is just saying to the governor, no. He's the sheriff there. No. The governor calls him. He's saying, no, we're not going to enforce that. Your gun bans? No. Your forced compliance with these experimental jabs? Mark Lamb saying to the governor, no, you're not doing that here. He definitely has the power to do it, and the sheriffs all throughout the United States have this power, and we're seeing this in Illinois as well. And we're beginning to see it now concerning the Second Amendment here in the state of Minnesota, Stacey. So what we need to do is we need to stand with our law enforcement agencies that are doing their job and upholding the Constitution, and we need to push the direction where we begin to hold the likes of criminal Tim Walz and Keith Ellison and other representatives that are tearing down the Constitution in this state and holding them accountable for their crimes. But it's not good enough for the American people to just get them out of office. They must be prosecuted for their crimes. That's the message that needs to be sent by we the people in this country.
Absolutely.
Amen.
These are crimes against humanity. They have to be held accountable.
Yes.
Because we can't just say, oh, okay, because they're pushing that in the medical world. They want amnesty. And it's like, no way. I waited 3 years. I have not been able to work because I refuse to do this to another human being. And if you're just going to let these same people who had no ethics in the whole beginning continue to violate human beings because they'll do it for a buck, we'll be in the same mess. Sooner or later.
Oh, they will. They're going to wait for another 10 years, and then they'll assail us again, and they'll wait for another 10 years, and then they'll assail us again until there's nothing left. And that's where
if we get together and say enough and
Amen.
Start holding them accountable.
Amen,
we
Stacey. I'm with you. Hey, listen, that's my message here, and I am with you 100%. And you know what needs to happen as well is the people need to come together. You know why? Because the people, for the most part, you talk to 10 people, 8 out of 10 people are saying the same exact things that you are. But the problem that we have, Stacey, is nobody's talking. So we need to be a bunch of big mouths and start crossing lines and start garnering the people and gathering the people together and compiling the documents to show them who they are rather than what corrupt politicians expect them to be.
Well, and maybe at lower levels, this doctor who violated my rights, I should be able to go to a sheriff and have this person arrested.
Amen.
Because the information is out there now that this is a bioweapon.
Amen.
And this person tried to have me injected, even though I strongly rejected it. There are a lot of people who don't have the background that I do to say this is not right.
Yeah. Well, we've had Dr. Tenpenny, we've had attorneys Tom Renz on that are highlighting this, that are going after Anthony Fauci and WHO and the CDC. And let me say this for the sake of time. We're going to go full circle because on Saturday I'm trying to get a sitting senator up with me from Arizona that I witnessed while I was there last week. And she had highlighted the fact that the Supreme Court came in during this whole pandemic, along with big tech companies and the attorneys, and basically told them, if you in any sense defense, namely to the attorney, Stacey, if you in any sense of the word defend anybody against big pharma during this pandemic, as they called it, you are basically throwing your license out there, and they may come after you and pull your license as an attorney if you defend the people against big pharma. And I'm going to be having her up on Saturday with me so you can understand how deep this goes. So if anybody wants to know why the attorneys were silent during this time, it's because they were afraid that they were going to lose their licenses. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on here. This is un-American. This is first and foremost un-Christian when you see your brothers and your sisters bowing to this tyranny that's happening right here, right in front of our faces. Stacey,
right.
I'll give you the last word.
We have to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. Stacey,
we
are doing something. And let's stay connected because this is how we do it. If you get some time, Stacey, and you want to reach out, go ahead and call the offices. I'd love to talk to you and kind of share the information that we have over here so this can spread across the state.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.